From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Zogby Analytics, Tuesday, February 9th, reported Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's favorability and job performance are solid, while state residents blame the governor for the nursing home crisis and some are ready for someone new, according to the Zogby report on the state of New York released February 9th. Overall, Cuomo's job performance was stable, with 55% of respondents saying his job as governor was positive and 45% saying it was negative. Nearly half, or 47% of voters, said it was time for someone new, compared to 41% who said Cuomo deserves re-election. When Cuomo was matched up against current Attorney General Letitia James, Cuomo easily won, 65% to 22%. His numbers were identical against U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a hypothetical Democratic race. Cuomo led 67% to 24%. The hypothetical candidate who polled the best against Cuomo was Republican Representative Elise Stefanik. In that matchup, Cuomo received 49% of the vote compared to Stefanik's 37%. In relation to the nursing home crisis during the pandemic, voters blamed Cuomo for the deaths that occurred. Half of those surveyed said they believe Cuomo was directly responsible. And you can read the full press release at prnewswire.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster Town Board has rejected a request to pay $5,000 for town meetings to be broadcast on Spectrum Public Access TV. Board member Rocco Secreto said the town is better able to get municipal content to the public by way of online services such as Facebook. He said of not needing to use the Kingston Local Public Access channel on Spectrum Cable, and I quote, "There's too many social media places where we can get the word out," end quote. Board member John Morrow noted that airing local content on Spectrum Channel would not reach all Ulster residents because some do not have Spectrum as their television provider. During the COVID-19 pandemic, town officials have been streaming public meetings live on Facebook using the Zoom platform to allow for public participation. The request for the town of Ulster to sign a public access deal came from Clark Richards, a producer of local content for Spectrum's Kingston Area Channel 23. Richards said Ulster residents who pay a Spectrum TV franchise fee should be able to see their town's meetings on TV. Franchise fees are collected with customers' bills, and the funds are then sent to the communities. Town of Ulster expects to receive $260,000 from Spectrum this year. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said February 9th, the state of New York will receive an additional 5% in vaccine doses from the federal government. However, that increase is not yet enough to fully meet the demand for shots statewide. Cuomo said an additional direct allocation of the vaccine will also be made available to community health centers. The state will also be able to reallocate unused vaccine doses from a nursing home vaccination program. The state is currently receiving about 300,000 doses of the vaccine each week. There now are 2.5 million doses administered in New York, with at least 10% of the population receiving either one or both shots. Cuomo, in a conference call with reporters held after a meeting with Biden administration pandemic advisors, said the demand for the vaccine is still higher than the actual supply. Beginning Monday, February 15th, people with comorbidities like cancer, HIV, AIDS, and other pre-existing illnesses will be eligible for the vaccinations. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.